Hey, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is you're looking at this. Sorry for my rather primitive setup. I put all the fancy equipment away because I wanted to do a quick hit, if you will, on the Cardinals' decision to send Nolan Gorman to AAA Memphis. Now, we discussed this. I talked about it this morning. I was talking more about Jordan Walker, but at the end of this morning's video, I made the point that there was a double standard, and I didn't understand why Nolan Gorman, who has just been drowning for more than 2 months, I actually felt bad for the guy. I mean, he went about, well, I counted it up. He went like 2 months and 11 days in one of the worst slumps I've ever seen. And I've been around for a lot of baseball. He ranked near the bottom of about 241 hitters in the majors since June 5th in terms of batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, WRC+. Had only hit 5 home runs. In fact, I think there were like 100 and more than 100 guys had hit more home runs than Gorman since that time. And he wasn't getting any better. I mean, he wasn't getting any better at all. I did some research, quick research, about what kind of pitches that were giving him trouble since he went into this deep, deep, deep slump back on June the 5th. And the answer is pretty much all of them. I mean, some of the stuff is amazing. Against four-seam fastballs, Gorman hit 136. He had a 46.3% strikeout rate. No, I'm not misspeaking. That's what it was. Well, how about breaking pitches, right? Breaking balls. 133 batting average since June 5th with a 35% strikeout rate, but a swing whiff rate or whiff swing rate of about 47%. Woo, man. Curveballs. He actually hit for a pretty good average, but you know what? Since June 5th, he had a 53% strikeout rate against curves. Now, the slider sweeper category since June 5th, a 159 batting average with a 50% strikeout rate. My goodness, does he have a lot to fix, right? The Cardinals waited way too long to intervene and get him the help that he needs down in Memphis. I mean, he'll be tended to by some good coaches down there, and he can take a deep breath. He can exhale. He can, you know, kind of alleviate the pressure. He won't feel like he's letting the Cardinals down. And, you know, the more he gripped the bat and the more that he wanted to come through for his team, the worse it got. And once again, man, I know I'm bouncing all over the place. Sorry. Once again, I don't know what these people are doing. I mean, they were way, way, way too quick to push Jordan Walker out of here after a week where he had 12 plate appearances. Okay, you know, please forgive him. He wasn't Rogers Hornsby, okay? But they couldn't wait to get him out of here. And yet, we all watched Nolan Gorman for the last 2 months plus just get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the hole. And we saw his confidence plummet and plummet and plummet and plummet until it pretty much was shot. And I don't know what the heck they're doing up here as far as where are the hitting coaches? How come they can't help a Jordan Walker or a Nolan Gorman or a Lars Nootbaar? Why, and before that, you know, we're talking about Dylan Carlson and we're talking about, so many guys. I don't even feel like going over the names again. And before anybody says, well, wait a minute, Alec Burleson, you know, he's developed into a, you know, really good year and, you know, he's showing some power. They must have done some good work with him. No. If you remember, it was Matt Carpenter who took Burleson aside and said, man, you got those great bat the ball skills. You're an excellent contact hitter, but you don't, you got to have more belief in yourself. You got to wait for, you got to look for pitches that you can drive because big boy, you're strong and you can muscle these, you can muscle pitches out of here. You'll start to hit home runs. You'll start to hit more doubles. You don't swing and miss much, but you got to put your strength to use and be a little more selective because if you wait, Mr. Alec Burleson, if you wait for a pitch, you know, you identify pitches great because you, again, you don't swing and miss that much. You got great vision for looking at pitches and you also have great coordination and quick wrists and you can pretty much get to any pitch that they throw at you, but you're doing the pitchers a favor by, you know, swinging at everything and not being more selective. So Matt Carpenter just completely changed Alec Burleson's outlook on hitting and pitch selection. And he made sure that Burleson could maximize his potential. So no, I don't mean to be petty here, but I'm not giving credit to hitting coaches. You know, this has been a disaster offensively. And, you know, it took Matt Carpenter to see something in Alec Burleson and to bring it to the competition. And if you remember when Jordan Walker was starting to come on and really, really, really play well, hit well, I should say, he just went on a hitting spree that got him to St. Louis for, oh, I don't know, about 8 minutes. I'm exaggerating, of course. Jordan Walker said the guy that helped him most of all and showed him some things and worked with him was a Memphis player. I think an outfielder by trade, Mike Antico. I mean, Jordan couldn't say enough about Mike Antico. And I repeat, pardon my language, but what in the hell is going on with this organization? Where are the hitting coaches? Where are the smart people, right? Why are bench players like Matt Carpenter and a minor league outfielder like Mike Antico, but tip of the cap to him, right? Why are they the ones that step in, intervene, and get these struggling young hitters on track? And I think Gorman had so many problems that they really couldn't do much with it. And he just got in too deep and he was having problems identifying all pitches. He couldn't get on top of high fastballs. They were killing him with high fastballs. And, you know, if they would have intervened sooner, in my opinion, and I had been harping about this, if they had intervened sooner with Nolan Gorman, one could argue or at least theorize that he may not have fallen into such a huge canyon. He would not have fallen into the kind of slump that can mess up a hitter's mind and really set him back. The Cardinals had to act sooner on this. And for the same group of people that decided, Jordan Walker got 11 at bats. That's it. They watched Nolan Gorman just completely fall apart over 2 months and 11 days. They did nothing. I don't know, man. I know I'm being really negative about the St. Louis Cardinals, but you tell me what's real positive down there. Yeah, there's some isolated examples, but you know what I'm saying. This thing's coming apart at the seams, and how many young hitters are going to have to fail before the people who make decisions wake up and realize this is a huge issue that must be addressed forcefully and effectively? All right, I'm done barking. Sorry for my bad picture here, but I wanted to connect with you all again today and consider this another therapy session. Have a good night.